Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. With things changing in our world at such a rapid pace every day, Pastor Rick has prayerfully decided to bring us the second installment of his powerful series on faith, taken from the book of James. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I want you to know that I've been praying for you during the COVID-19 pandemic all around the world. I know it's really tough. So many people are out of work. Many have lost loved ones. And so many people are quarantined at home these days, that this is a day that people really need hope. So I want to challenge you to get your friends and listen to this entire series of Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. This is a series of messages that will make a difference in your life. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And I want you to know I love you. God bless you.
Stay with us as we continue with our series. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Keeps Me Hopeful.
Hi, everybody. Have I told you lately that I love you? Welcome back to our special series on principles for living through a pandemic. Now, I want to start by repeating four suggestions that I gave you last week for getting the most out of these online messages while we're unable to meet during the COVID-19 pandemic. First, print up the outline that goes with this message. I write one every week so you can take notes, and you could print it up and then you'll have something to take notes on. Number two, get comfortable. Get a good chair to sit in. Don't try to stand or in an uncomfortable chair. Number three, turn off your phone. You wouldn't answer phone if you were worshiping in a church building right now. And number four, don't multitask. Worship is focusing on God, and you can't do that while you're trying to focus on something else at the same time. Now, when we began this series, I told you that we were going to look at the antidotes to all of the common emotional reactions that people have in a crisis. And I told you that while it is the medical community's job to deal with the disease of COVID-19, it's my job to help you with the emotional dis-ease, the stress that accompanies this pandemic. And of course, in the first 17 messages, we've covered a lot of different angles of dis-ease or stress. Now, I want to remind you that this book, the book of James, was written to people whose lives had been turned upside down, not by a pandemic, but by a persecution. And James is writing to encourage everybody with principles for persevering through tough times. So James, if he were alive here right now, he would be very sympathetic to what you're feeling and all that you're going through right now, because he cared about people's pain. He also knew that hope is essential. Hope is essential for enduring tough times. You know, human beings can handle an enormous amount of frustration and delays and even pain as long as they feel there is hope. But when hope is gone, people just give up. They just give up. And that's why James says in James chapter 5, verse 8, these words, "You must be patient. Keep your hopes high." Remember, he's talking about people who were in problems in those days. Be patient. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord's coming is near. Now, if you're taking notes, I would encourage you to circle that phrase on your outline. Keep your hopes high. That's what I want us to look at this weekend. Keep your hopes high. Several other translations say, don't give up hope. Do not give up hope. Now, let me ask you, how well are you doing in this? How well are you keeping your hopes high during the COVID-19 pandemic? Do you kind of feel the air leaking out of your balloon or your tire? Do you kind of feel like all your hopes for the future are on hold right now? You know, the more we learn about hope, the more we realize how essential it is to your spiritual and your mental and your emotional and your physical health. I remember a long time ago, I once read a biography of a cardiologist who was famous for heart surgeries. And one of the statements he made that stood out in that book, and I've never forgotten it, he said this, "Hope is the medicine I use more than any other. Hope can cure nearly everything." Hope can cure nearly everything. Another doctor wrote, if you lead a person to believe that there's no hope, he said, you drive another nail in his coffin. And another doctor that I read, Armand Nicolai, wrote, "Psychiatrists have long known that hope fosters health, both physically and emotionally, and hopelessness can appreciably shorten your life." So today, I'm calling this message from God's Word, a faith that keeps me hopeful. You see, as long as you have hope, you can keep holding on. You can even keep moving forward during tough times. So what does the book of James have to say about hope? How do I keep on being hopeful when the news doesn't seem to be getting any better? Well, James tells us that hope is based on knowledge. Did you hear that? Hope is based on knowledge. It's what you know that gives you hope. And if you don't know what God has said, you're going to feel pretty hopeless. So throughout the book of James, he gives us seven reasons for hope in difficult times. These are seven promising truths that God has given us. And if we remember them and we hold on to them and we trust in God and in His Word, we will have the hope to make it through these tough days of pandemic. So let's look at how faith in God and faith in His Word keeps us hopeful in difficult times.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much for your support.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
As I said, James points out seven big reasons that keep us filled with hope. And I know these are going to encourage you today. All right, let's look at them. Number one, first, we have hope because we know the difficulties won't last. We have hope because we know these tough times, these difficulties won't last. You know, if you were to visit my back office of our ministry center, where I have a little cubby hole there, you would find a plaque hanging on my wall, and it's a piece of marble with Hebrew letters engraved into it. People always wondered what it says in Hebrews, and it says, "This too shall pass. This too shall pass." And I like to look at that, and I think no matter what I'm going through, no matter what circumstance, no matter what problem you're facing, it's temporary. No problem comes to stay. It comes to pass. It passes through your life. You know, even if it was a lifelong chronic problem, you're not going to take it into eternity. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. Now, when we understand that the problems in our lives are temporary, that none of them are going to last, and in light of eternity, they're really pretty short, they become more manageable. People can handle a lot if they know there's an end to it and if they see a purpose in it. And that's why James reminds us of this in James chapter 5, verse 10. In the Message translation, it says this, "Take the old prophets as your mentors. They put up with anything. They went through everything. They never once quit. All the time honoring God. James says, these guys knew that difficult times they were going through were not permanent. They were temporary. They were momentary. They were passing. They would not last. Now, I know that this COVID-19 pandemic has already lasted a whole lot longer than most people expected it to last. And it certainly lasted a whole lot longer than we wanted it to last. So what should we do? Well, we look beyond the circumstances. We focus on the eternal. We live in light of eternity. What does that mean practically? Stop watching so much news and start reading your Bible more. That'll definitely improve your attitude, and it will definitely increase your hope. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says this in the TEV. We fix our attention not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. Because what can be seen is temporary and will last only for a short time. But what can not be seen will last forever. See, everything you see is material. The barn behind me, the trees, everything out here, it'll either decay, it'll rust, it'll fall apart, or it'll die. It's the things in the universe that you can't see, the immaterial, they're going to last forever. You can't see God, He's going to last forever. You can't see your soul, it's going to last forever. If you want to increase your hope, you need to change your perspective. You need to stop looking at just the here and now. Like I said, all the stuff that's on the news, and start paying more attention to God and to His word and to your soul, which is eternal. God is eternal. Your soul is eternal. God's word is eternal. So stop focusing on the temporary. Here's the second reason that we can have hope in difficult times. Because we know God will use them, use it, the difficult times in our lives, for our good. We not only know the problems are temporary, but we know that God will use it for good in our lives. Now, most Christians know the great promise of Romans 8:28. Right here on the screen, it says this. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. But in James, James gives us additional information about that good that God's working for. And he explains the specific good that God is doing in our lives during difficult times. He says it plainly. God is using this, even the COVID pandemic right now, God is using this to grow your character. He uses problems to help you mature and to help you grow up. That's the second thing we can be hopeful about. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4 says this. My brothers and sisters, when you have many kinds of troubles, you should be full of joy. Because you know, there's that because you know. It's a knowledge that gives me hope. Because you know that these troubles test your faith, and this will give you patience. So, let it grow. Let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, hear that? When your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. That's the good that God is doing in your life through the bad that comes into your life. He's helping you be fully developed in patience, endurance, and strong in character, ready for anything. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. You may not feel that you're growing in strength during this pandemic. In fact, you're probably feeling pretty tired, pretty depleted. But you know what? Later, you're going to look back and you're going to see how all of this time changed you, helped you grow stronger, helped you develop spiritual muscle. I have told you many, many times that the purpose of life on earth is to prepare us for eternity. This life is the preparation stage for the next life. This is just the warm-up act. This is not the real show. You're only here for less than 100 years, but you're going to be trillions of years in eternity. This is the dress rehearsal. This is the get ready stage. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says this. These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. Wow. These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our other troubles seem like nothing. You know, in heaven, you're going to say, what was I thinking? Why did I let that bother me so much? God was using those tough times for my own good and my own growth. So we have hope because we know that the difficulties are temporary, and we have hope because we know that God will use them for our good and our growth. Then James gives us a third reason for hope. And here it is. Because we know we know that getting irritated doesn't help. Getting irritated doesn't help. Let me ask you, has getting upset or distraught or distressed or angry about this pandemic or anything else that you cannot change, has it ever been helpful to you? No. No, it just makes the situation worse. It makes it more unbearable. You know, I see so many angry people these days during this pandemic. They're mad at the government. They're mad at the experts. They're mad at the people who refuse to wear a mask and put other people at risk. They're mad that they can't go to work. They're mad that their kids can't go to school. How is that helping? Is your anger or your irritation or being upset changing anything? Or is it just making you and everybody else more miserable? This is why James chapter 1, 19 and 20 says this: always be slow to become angry, because human anger will never achieve God's righteous purpose. Do you see that verse? Human anger will never achieve God's righteous purpose. Getting irritated, get upset, get cranky. It's hard to be hopeful and angry at the same time. Now, while anger will not make the uncontrollable controllable, it won't. And you getting upset about it doesn't make the uncontrollable controllable. Hope can give you the strength to handle it and handle it better. But getting irritated never helps. You know, as this pandemic just keeps dragging on and on and on, it is easy to take out your frustrations on those closest to you, especially if you're home all the time and you never get a break from each other. And that's why James says in James chapter 5, verse 9, don't complain or grumble against each other. Okay? That's pretty good advice right now during this pandemic. Don't complain or grumble against each other, or you will be judged by God who is standing right at the door. He says he's standing there. He's just listening to all this. You're not so hot yourself all the time. You're cranky. Have you been guilty of doing any of that in your home? Grumbling and complaining? You see, the pandemic is not your kid's fault. The pandemic is not your spouse's fault. But unfortunately, we often let our frustration spill over onto them. Why don't you try to be a little bit more aware that irritation and anger doesn't work? It doesn't help the situation. You know, I really love this book of James because he nails it time and time again. He understands that human nature and how irritable we can get about things when things don't go our way, that's common to us. But James also points out that it doesn't help. And on top of that, it depletes the hope that you need to keep going. So, our faith helps us to have hope. And when we're starting to feel hopeless, we think about these things. First, we know the problem's temporary. It's not going to last. It came to pass. We know that God will use every problem for our good. And we know that getting irritated about it doesn't work. It doesn't help. It doesn't solve an unsolvable situation. It doesn't control the uncontrollable. Now we come to a fourth source of hope. Number four, our faith keeps us hopeful because we know trusting God pleases Him. Did you know that when we continue to trust God and when we continue to put our hope in God, when we can't see how it's all going to work out, like right now, when we can't see where the future's going, that when we put our trust in God, that makes God happy? God smiles when you trust Him. You know, every parent knows that the greatest compliment your child can give you is to say, "Mom, Dad, I trust you. I trust you. I know you want what's best for me. I don't understand why I'm going through this, but I believe you're good and you will take care of me." That is faith, and it makes God smile. James gives us a classic example of trusting God without having to know all the details in advance of how it's going to work out. And it gives us the example of Abraham, because God often asked Abraham to put up with lousy circumstances that were very uncomfortable And yet Abraham trusted God without having all of his questions answered. Can you trust God without having all your questions answered in this pandemic? See, Abraham often didn't know when or where or why or how God was working in his life. But he believed God was a good God who loved him, and so he trusted him. James chapter 2, verse 23 says this, Abraham believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. And so Abraham was called God's friend. Because he trusted God when he didn't understand where or when or how or why, he just trusted. God accepted him as righteous, and Abraham became called God's friend. Let me ask you a very important question. Would you like to be God's friend? Would you like to know God on that kind of personal basis, that God calls you my friend? You see, maybe you've known about God, but you've never considered yourself a friend of God. How do you become a friend of God? You become a friend of God by trusting him with everything in your life, even in the middle of an unexplainable global pandemic that has thrown a monkey wrench into all your plans. You trust God. Now, next, James gives us another reason, a fifth reason for hope. We can have hope because we know, James says, Jesus is coming back someday.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Friends, we believe that God wants everybody to be saved. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, God doesn't want anyone to be lost. That means you'll never meet a single person in your life who God doesn't love and who God doesn't want to be saved. Now, if God wants every person saved, then we should too. And that's why I started Daily Hope. You know, there are literally billions of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. And we can only reach them if we work together. And that's why I'm asking for your help. Would you be my partner in helping getting God's Word out to the world, to the people who have no Bible, no believers, and no body of Christ? You know, there's nothing more important that we can do together than to help other people see God as he really is and to help them understand the depth of God's love and grace for them. It's your faithful support to this broadcast, Daily Hope, that helps us tell more and more people about the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Friends, if you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, together we can broadcast this life-transforming message of the gospel through radio and through podcasts and online, literally around the world. We need your support.
It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.